All right. Hello and welcome back to our latest edition of the OmniTalk Spotlight series, where we highlight companies and individuals innovating in the retail space. And I came across the company today that we're going to be talking with, Bark, formerly BarkBox. And they debuted a new concept this summer in Nashville called Bark Park. And today, we are thrilled to have Allison Stodd. She is the director of marketing for Bark Park. Welcome, Allison, to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Before we get too deep into the Bark Park concept, can you tell us just kind of the story behind BarkBox itself and the company, and then we'll dive into the experience part of Bark Park.
Yeah, for sure. So Bark was founded in 2012 by Matt Meeker, Henrik Wordelin, and Carly Streif. And it really all began when our founders couldn't find fun, exciting toys for their dogs that weren't just boring, you know, pieces of rubber. So they realized that the dog space was this kind of boring, stagnant industry, and they wanted to inject some fun into it. So they launched BarkBox, which is our subscription business. It's a monthly toy, treat, chew kind of surprise. It's themed different every month. We've never repeated a theme. And since then, we've spun out a whole bunch of different products and services, experiences, and content under the mission to really make dogs happy. So today, Bark is the world's most dog-centric company, and we really strive to make dogs happy by making the best stuff for them and for their people.
That's great. So, go ahead,
that's an expression
Chris.
I never thought I heard, the most dog-centric company. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Right. Undisputed.
Undisputed, right.
That's amazing. So tell us about your role at BarkBox and how Bark Park kind of came to fruition under your guidance.
Yeah, sure. So my role is director of marketing. We do a lot on the retail side of things. So my team specifically oversees our Target business. So we launched in Target a little over a year ago. We have Bark original toys and treats in Targets nationwide and on Target.com. And by the end of this year in 2018, we'll be in more than 10 additional retail partners. So the way we think about retail too is not just, you know, the wholesale side of things, which is important to us and continuing to nurture and expand that retail partner network, but also exploring different sort of innovative experiential concepts in the retail setting. So how can we bring the Bark brand to life in more of an unexpected way that is extremely dog first? So that sort of started the genesis of what today is Bark Park. And our founder, Henrik, when he was sort of out to drinks or to coffee with friends, he was, you know, having a good time here in the city in New York where we're based. And it just occurred to him how much he wished his dog Molly was with him. And he was thinking about how there's really no third space for dogs and their people to hang out together. So humans have, you know, where we live and where we work, and then so many other places to hang out or to play. So, you know, the movie theater and shops and beer gardens and all of that. And dogs don't really have that. And some of those places are increasingly dog friendly, but so many aren't. So we wanted to create this environment where people could come and hang out with their dogs. It's very much dog first. And the idea was to create this membership concept. So the dogs are actually the members at Bark Park. So the dog can sign up for a day pass, a 4-week pass, season pass, and they get to bring 1 to 2 humans of their choice.
Really? So the dog is the member. That's how it works.
And you, exactly.
That's fantastic. And there's paraphernalia around that and everything. Like, is it a membership card? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. So you get a membership pin. We've got enamel pins that you can pin to, you know, the collar or the leash or your bag, you know, the tote you bring to the dog park. And members can sign up on our website, park.bark.co, or on site at the park itself. The park also has a lot of free programming for members. So everything from open bark night, which is stand-up comedy, to movie nights, dog-themed movies like Best in Show and Frankenweenie, to free beer tastings from really cool national breweries. So we've got about 2 events per week that, again, are totally free for members. In addition to that, there is free Wi-Fi, there's seating, so a lot of people will come and kind of bring their laptop and post up, get some work done, and they can have their dog with them, not, you know, tied, you know, tethered next to them on the leash, but instead they're romping around, they're having a good time. People will bring beer and wine, it's BYOB. So we really wanted to create this, like, very active atmosphere that let dogs and humans hang out in ways that they really can't anywhere else.
That's fantastic. So paint the picture for us. So like I bring my dog, we walk in. Like, what does this experience look like? What am I seeing when I walk in, and what's there when I get there?
We've got a little trailer set up. We worked with an incredible local kind of makerspace down in Nashville called Fort Houston, and their team crafted this incredible pop-up coffee shop, essentially. So you can get, you can check in sort of on the exterior of the park, where you can enter through the gate and sort of check it out more visually, and then and purchase on, you know, so it's sort of a double-sided situation. And then you either, you know, share your dog's name as the member and check in if you've already purchased a pass or an existing member, or you can do so right there. And it's a very simple sign-up process. We just ask for your dog's name, their birthday or their gotcha day, so that we can help celebrate when that day arrives if you happen to be at the park, and then your information, email, just so we can contact you about events and whatnot, you know, with your permission, of course. And then there's a small area where it is on leash, so it's sort of a deck hangout situation with some bistro tables and seating if people want to just chill there before they enter the park, or if their dog wants to exit the off-leash space and kind of have, you know, a little bit of a chill moment if it's getting a little raucous in there. And then there's, of course, the safety gate to enter the off-leash space. We've got some really cute dog leash hooks if you want to hang your leash and harness there. And then it's kind of a free-for-all. There's a water feature, splash pad. There's a really cool mural from Kelsey Montague, the muralist, who made us this really cool visual moment where you can put your dog on seemingly a swing, like a tree swing,
okay,
and take a photo. It's landscaped really cleanly, so we did a lot of work on the lot itself before we opened to just make sure that it was, you know, really safe for dogs, and also, you know, visibility-wise, you could make sure you could see throughout the space. It's a square block. And then there's these two bark pods. So they're actually these round concrete culverts that we built seating into. And the table, they're actually flipped upside down. So the legs of the table actually hang from the ceiling with no obstruction beneath the table, so that dogs can run through cleanly in a way that they typically can't with other standard tables.
Sometimes
that's people will kind of roam around the space with their dog and throw a ball or what have you, or they'll, like I said, you know, post up on one of the pods with their laptop or bottle of wine. So it's a pretty fun time.
So can you buy things? I know they have, you have particular like proprietary squeaker toys, right? And is that something, how can you interact with the like BarkBox component of it? Or how are you translating some kind of return on investment on this kind of thing?
Yeah, totally. So we are just a bunch of crazy dog people here at Bark. So everyone has, for the most part, has a dog, and we have a lot of sort of collective wisdom on all things dog. So what are the factors of everything that comes with living that dog parent lifestyle that don't exist today that we wished did? And that really shows up in everything that we do and that we make. And similarly here, so we all obviously spend a lot of time in dog parks. You have an active dog. Sometimes you're going an hour every single morning, 7 days a week, just to get your dog some exercise and make sure, you know, they're comfortable throughout the day, got to stretch their legs, et cetera. So we thought about all of the things that are really missing, and a lot of them I've spoken about, but another is coffee. So this is something, if you're making the park part of your routine, you know, this habitual kind of exercise, oftentimes you'll go first to a coffee shop and grab a cup of coffee, and how convenient would it be, we thought, if you could just do that on site at the park itself. So we partnered with Ethan Roast, which is a local Nashville coffee shop. They actually made us our own blend, Bark Brew. So we've got drip coffee. You can also buy the coffee beans if you're into the taste. They taste pretty good, in my opinion. Or we've got a nitro cold brew when it's a little warmer, or if you're like me and you just drink iced coffee year round. And then in addition to that, like you said, we've got a curated selection of our products. So everything is meant to be park appropriate. So we've got three different balls. We have our spiky, or rather squeaky tennis ball. And then we do have those two different sizes of the spiky squeaker balls, which are only sold at the park. So those are often inside of our plush toys. When a dog is chewed through the exterior of the plush toy, there's this additional kind of bonus toy inside, which is this bright blue spiky squeaker, and it's totally, you know, waterproof and it's plastic. So you can purchase those. And then we've also got paw wipes. We have some apparel. We've got our dog park tote bag. So it's like a tote bag on steroids, like for dog parents. So there's like a little pocket to put treats in that's like easy to turn inside out and clean. There's like a poop bag dispensing situation. So, you know, pretty small assortment of things, but that's like tailored exactly for what the park experience is.
So coming from a company of a lot of dog lovers, clearly this seems like a natural progression, going and improving the dog park experiences, and especially being able to inject those experiences with opportunities to connect with the Bark brand. But tell us how this process came to be. I think a lot of our audience probably has teams inside of these retailers or brands who really want to make these experiences or do these types of things, but might be struggling to figure out how to kind of execute on these. Can you tell us about how you kind of got this process through the leadership at Bark, and you know, how you kind of sell this concept through?
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things that makes Bark Bark, and one of the reasons I love working here so much, is it's extremely entrepreneurial, innovative, creative. So we're very much a move fast and break things type of culture. There are always really interesting ideas sort of percolating. How can we just reach more and more dog parents, make dogs as happy as they could possibly be? So that's the first thing, is it's really baked into the environment of who we are and what we do, to sort of think along these lines of how do we do things differently? How do we, you know, build quickly, learn fast? So that's sort of the first part of it. You know, and obviously, secondly, it was our co-founder Henrik's idea. So he really shepherded it forward and really saw the value, you know, in bringing something like this to life. I'd say a third thing is really lean and mean. So we didn't hire anyone specifically for the project. You know, people like myself and others involved have other, you know, responsibilities at the company. But since it is so valued here to try different things and innovate, you know, that's an okay kind of setup to sort of flex in a different way for a period of time as we're trying to stand something up. And then similarly, from a budget standpoint, really thinking about how do we get creative with funds? How do we do marketing for free? You know, how do we partner with the right people that, you know, are interested in promotion on their side as well, so that we can, you know, make sure that we're not breaking the bank before we know if this thing, you know, is contributing financially to the company.
Right. With your, I'm curious, with your heritage as, you know, as a subscription service, how are you guys thinking about digital within that experience? Like, how do the online and offline experiences connect in Bark Park, if at all? I'm curious, how did you guys think about that and the thought process involved there?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So at launch, and for the foreseeable, as you know, in the existence that it is today, which isn't to say that it couldn't evolve, we wanted it sort of stand on its own. So we obviously contacted the people in our subscriber base, you know, the people in our BarkShop.com community, our social community, et cetera, that know us as Bark, makers of BarkBox and these other products, to tell them this was something that was happening. We're not hiding from the fact that, you know, we are this larger company that creates these other ventures, but we are interested in just sort of building equity around Bark Park as its own thing and seeing, you know, what happened with that. There is, you know, a considerable overlap naturally with active, loyal consumers of other things that we do. For example, BarkBox, which is great and awesome. But right now we don't want to use it as like an acquisition engine. So, you know, you sort of enter the company via Bark Park and then we're, you know, jamming a BarkBox subscription down your throat. We want it to be more about like this holistic experience for what it is. And then obviously we have products available for sale, but they are such that they, you know, sort of bolster the experience of the park. From a digital side though, of course, social is our like bread and butter. We have 7.5 million followers across all of our social channels and a supremely active audience. It's like pretty bonkers how active our followers are on our channel. So we're doing a ton of content from the park. Stories almost every single day of the events that are happening, or funny member stories. There's this St. Bernard member called Harold who like refuses to leave the park, and it's this long like 30-minute process for his parents to get him to leave because he's so happy there. So there's so much storytelling to be had, and you know, we're just naturals at social storytelling, so that's certainly a part of it. Obviously we're using email to communicate with people and whatnot, but as far as sort of syncing the e-com membership experience with this physical one, it's not something that's happening right now purposely.
No, that makes a ton of sense. So it's really, I give you guys a lot of credit for that. So it's really a standalone physical experience. So it sounds like there aren't a lot of digital activations purposely in this space. And it's really to celebrate what you said in the very beginning, which it's a third place for dogs. Mm-hmm. It's a third place for humans. And so there is no reason for technology for tech's sake or to try to create this, you know, almost, I don't want to say it, but false connection between the digital and physical worlds. It's about the physical connection. And you guys are so great with social, like then that's a natural extension for you to talk about your brand through that vehicle of digital, you know, versus trying to force fit something that maybe doesn't work in that environment. So kudos to you guys for thinking about it that way. I think that's a common thing that I think retailers forget in terms of let's celebrate physical for what physical is, which is just the sheer delight and memory of being somewhere with someone. And in this case, that someone happens to be, you know, your furry four-legged friend. So
yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And we're really all about that, like, actual authenticity in everything that we do. Like, it's in our tone of voice. It's in our aesthetic. Like, if we're super UGC forward, we don't do a lot of, like, highly polished things. And when we do, it's, like, intentional and for a reason. It's worth it. And there's just absolutely nothing that we create or do, even in our office or in the people that work here, that isn't, like, very, like, real and organic. That's really important to us.
That's awesome.
Well, Allison, I'm sure everybody's curious, with the subscription base all around the country, are there any more Bark Parks in the future?
So that's the hope.
Okay.
Our current, you know, plan is to run the park through November 18th, which is, you know, the date that we selected based on, you know, the winter month and the seasonality and sort of, you know, Thanksgiving and the holidays. So that's the plan. But obviously, you know, we think we've really tapped into something here. We have almost 500 members, and they love it. It's just so incredible to be there. I just got back this morning, actually. So that's to say, you know, we're really keen on understanding what is this. We would like to expand it. What ways do we expand it? And all of that. So much more to come.
Great. And if our listeners want to follow up and find out more information about a Bark Park membership or about Bark and BarkBox, where would you direct them?
So for the park, the website is park.bark.co, and on Instagram, we're @the_bark_park. And otherwise, bark.co is our main company website where you can find all about BarkBox, our other subscription business, Super Chewer, and everything else that we're up to.
Great. Well, Allison, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing Bark Park with us. We are really excited to keep watching you guys and to see what you guys have on the horizon. And like Chris said, really inspired by the fact that you guys are really embracing this physical retail and really customer-centric experience, dog-centric and customer and their parents. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Allison. It was a blast. As always, for our loyal listeners out there, be careful out there.